Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, Your Excellencies, delegates. I bring you warm greetings from the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. And on behalf of the government and people of the Bahamas, I wish to extend thanks to Dr. Jose Graciano da Silva for the tremendous selfless work he has done for a number of years here at FAO. We also would like to congratulate the Director General-elect, Dr. Chu Dongyu, on his visionary campaign and successful election. The Bahamas and the Caribbean look forward to strengthening our partnership with FAO and member countries as we work towards Sustainable Development Goals and Agenda 2030 under your dynamic leadership. The theme for this 41st conference is of particular interest to the Bahamas, an archipelagic nation and a small island developing state, especially since we are under tremendous pressure as a result of migration. The 2010 census reports that between 2000 and 2010, approximately 27,000 Bahamians migrated throughout the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. 43% of them settled in the capital, New Providence. This movement away from the rural communities, the outer islands, left behind a vast amount of arable land and maritime resources, which in turn adversely affected the country's food and agricultural systems, contributing to an increasing food import bill that now exceeds $750 million annually, and has consequently created food and nutrition insecurities within the Bahamas. During the same period, 2000-2010, approximately 65,000 persons migrated to the Bahamas. Illegal immigrants from neighboring Caribbean countries have entered the Bahamas in part looking for a better livelihood and in other cases with intentions of moving to the United States of America. Our government, while sympathetic to their plight, we are vigorously pursuing cross-border initiatives and negotiations, both in the region and internationally, to see how we might contribute to strengthening regional economies, which we believe will have an impact on slowing illegal migration. Mr. Chairman, many of the SDGs cross-cut the issue of migration, and I'm pleased to say that the government of the Bahamas has recently appointed a unit that is seeking to track and monitor the progress we are making with respect to our SDG targets. We are resolute that the Bahamas government will make progress in concert with FAO and others in achieving food security. We are committed to reducing our high food import bill, ensuring that safe, nutritious foods reach our young people and adults. And as a part of our fight against NCDs and obesity, we intend to step up national action. We are similarly committed to non-food agriculture and the range of products that emerge from these efforts. We are indeed resolute in ending poaching in our territorial waters and daily fighting against illegal, unregulated, and unreported fishing. Towards these objectives, we are doing the following. One, constructing a strategic plan for the entire agriculture and marine resources sector. Two, aggressively engaging our youth and young agribusiness persons to assist them with access to land, facilitating education, training, exploring pathways to funding, and, of course, exposing them to a range of employment opportunities in this sector. This summer, we are running three summer programs on three different islands as a part of our newly launched Agriculture Youth Cadet Corps program. Thirdly, Mr. Chairman, we appeal to FAO and member countries to work with the Bahamas as we seek to launch and in turn sustain our e-agriculture initiatives. We believe that the use of technology application is key to the future development of our country's food and agriculture systems. ITCs, we understand, ICTs are important, they are pivotal all along the food and agriculture value chains. Training, Mr. Chairman, is extremely important to the Bahamas government. And so training of good agricultural practices is essential for sustainable food systems. As my ministry is undergoing a review of the country's agriculture extension services, I'm requesting that FAO increase its farmer field program, which has worked successfully around the world, and congratulations to the team. But we seek increased support, not just for the Bahamas, but for the entire region. And of course, finally, Mr. Chairman, and finally often comes in two parts, I would like to briefly address the issue of climate change. The Bahamas was hit in 2015, 2016, and again in 2017 with hurricanes Joaquin, Matthew, and Irma, which impacted the entire archipelago of the Bahamas at differing times. Mr. Chairman, the damages from these hurricanes amounted to more than $700 million. These catastrophic events have continuously demonstrated how vulnerable we are to the impact of climate change and the jeopardizing of the state of our food and nutrition security. One of the islands that was devastated, Ragged Island, where my father is from, is an island the government intends to use as a model of a green island, and it is our hope that FAO and member countries that are interested would partner with us as we transform this island by using an integrated agricultural production systems, using agroecological model for sustainable development on the island. And of course, in closing, I wish to thank the technical staff at FAO for their assistance with past and ongoing projects. And also wish to extend thanks to the Italian government for hosting this wonderful event. You have an absolutely beautiful city in Rome, and it is my hope to see a bit more of the country before leaving. Together, we firmly believe in the Bahamas that we can create a movement to save lives through food security and empower marginalized persons by ensuring that they have sustainable livelihoods. It's been my pleasure. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.